This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's a seemingly random economic statistic that A, is going to make a whole lot of sense once you hear it, but also B, is a sore spot in the NAFTA negotiations that are going on. More than 70% of the goods traded between the United States and Mexico is shipped by trucks. Makes sense, right? But who gets to drive those trucks is the issue. Natalie Kitchoff writes about it in the New York Times. Natalie, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
This is, in a lot of ways, the tale of two truckers, this story is. One who brings it 24 miles into the States and the other who gets to take it the rest of the way. What are the rules? How did we get here?
So when the U.S. signed NAFTA in 1993, it agreed to let Mexicans eventually deliver goods wherever they wanted in the country. But the union representing the truckers in America, the Teamsters, revolted, pressured the White House. So for 20 years, that was put on hold, and Mexicans weren't allowed to do that. In 2015, Barack Obama reversed that moratorium and allowed Mexicans to come in. But, you know, what developed over these 20 years is this handoff that you just described.
You went to Nuevo Laredo on the other side of the border. Tell us what you found there, what you saw. And that's the sort of the embarkation point, I suppose, for a lot of these truckers.
Right. So American companies hire trucking companies that are based out of Nuevo Laredo, which is just across the border from Laredo, Texas, to bring the goods sort of on this short route right across the border. And what you find there are Mexican drivers who, you know, for them, NAFTA has opened this brand new career path. You know, trucking pays a lot better than a lot of the occupations down there. Now, on the other hand, if you compare what the Mexican drivers earn and how much they work to what the Americans are doing, and look, American truckers work long, hard hours, and we know how hard that job is. But the Mexicans, they get the driver that I talked to, Raul Miranda, he got about $12 every time he crossed. And he worked up to, you know, on the really bad days, 18 hours. So it's a tough job.
And he drives that same route four or five times. I mean, he picks something up in Nuevo Laredo, drives it 20-ish miles into the country, turns around and comes home, right?
Right. So you can imagine this guy's dream is to drive past Laredo, Texas. You know, he goes across the border, he comes back to Mexico. He goes across the border, he comes back to Mexico, earning $12 each time. And the idea of making deliveries in the middle of the U.S., in the heartland, I mean, he couldn't think of anything better.
Right. And that's the flip side of the coin, right? There's a whole set of American truckers, well, American truckers, full stop, who pick up these goods at the drop-off point and then drive them out into the rest of the American economy.
That's right. And, you know, there's 30,000 American truckers who handle NAFTA goods, and that includes the goods that come from the U.S. and Canada. But yes, I mean, trucking has become famously this occupation that has had a shortage of drivers, the companies have said. You know, as this trade has exploded, you know, we talk about the opportunities in Mexico, and there's a lot of debate over NAFTA right now. But if you talk to truckers, it has meant a lot of new business for them.
Where has the Trump administration come down on this whole issue?
Right. So this is kind of interesting. I mean, Republican administrations haven't usually backed labor in discussions over trade, but the Trump administration seems to be bringing an America First agenda to the bargaining table at NAFTA, and they are proposing a provision that could eventually, in the future, you know, severely limiting the access of Mexican truckers. You know, what I think is actually even kind of more interesting is that if you talk to people on the ground, it actually seems like the market, more than the written trade rules, is what's keeping Mexicans out of the country.
Explain that a little bit.
It's really expensive for Mexican truckers to make deliveries in the U.S. Insurance costs more for Mexican drivers. That's just because insurance costs more for any driver without a proven track record. Yeah. And more to the point, because we buy more from Mexican companies than we sell to them, what often happens is that when Mexican truckers get to the United States, get to a warehouse or to a retailer, they don't have a trailer to bring back. And much like a foreign airline, they can't go between locations in the United States. They can kind of go to Wisconsin and come back, go back to Mexico. So if they don't have a trailer to bring back with them, there's probably not a shipper paying for that route, which means that it's it ends up being pretty expensive to, right. to hire them to do that job.
Yeah. Natalie Kitroff, writing in the New York Times the other day, a fascinating piece about trucking across the U.S.-Mexican border. Natalie, thanks a lot.
It's always good to be here.